From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama says that Russia's policy in Syria will only lead to disaster. At a White House news conference Friday, Mr. Obama said the Syrian conflict is not a proxy war between Russia and the United States. At the same time, he was critical of Moscow's military engagement in Syria, calling it a recipe for disaster.
They've been propping up a regime that is rejected by an overwhelming majority of the Syrian population.
Mr. Obama noted that the Russians do not distinguish between Islamic State militants and what he called a moderate Sunni opposition that wants to see Assad go. The U.S. president said his administration will continue its current policies of attacking Islamic State, supporting Syrian moderates and working with Turks along the border, and seeking a political solution to the conflict. Meanwhile, the Russian defense ministry said its warplanes flew 14 missions on Friday, attacking six Islamic State targets. Federal investigators recovered a total of 13 weapons possessed by a lone gunman who went on a shooting rampage at a community college in southern Oregon on Thursday. The U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives said all the guns were purchased legally. Oregon Governor Kate Brown said Friday these kinds of shootings will continue until people take action.
Oregon has worked continuously to prevent these kind of tragedies, but they continue to happen here and across the nation. And it is going to keep happening until we decide we want them to stop.
Police are attempting to determine why 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer opened fire at the school Thursday, killing nine people and wounding nine others before being shot by police. This is VOA News. Israel has sent hundreds of troop reinforcements to the West Bank after Palestinian gunmen killed a Jewish couple in a drive-by shooting. Military sources say the assailants drove alongside the Israelis' vehicle and riddled it with bullets. The couple's four children escaped unharmed. The attack comes amid simmering unrest surrounding the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City, known to Jews as the Temple Mount. The mosque and the Golden Dome of the Rock are revered by Muslims as the place where they believe the Prophet Muhammad ascended into heaven. For Jews, it is the location of the two biblical temples and the holiest place of all. Authorities in Afghanistan say that at least 60 people have been killed and 466 wounded in a battle between government troops and the Taliban for control of the northern city of Kunduz. Continued clashes were reported overnight and Friday morning in and around the beleaguered city. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced late Thursday that Afghan security forces had recaptured most of Kunduz 3 days after the provincial capital fell to the Taliban. However, authorities and residents in the city say some Taliban fighters are still holed up in civilian homes and are fighting Afghan forces who are conducting a house-to-house clearing operation. Hurricane Joaquin pounded the islands of the central Bahamas with torrential rain and powerful wind and waves on Friday, but forecasters at the U.S. National Hurricane Center said it was not likely to hit America's east coast. The storm is an extremely dangerous Category 4 on a scale of 1 to 5, and is causing flooding in lightly populated parts of the Bahamas. Also, the U.S. Coast Guard is still trying to find a U.S.-registered container ship with 33 crew on board that went missing during the storm. Captain Mark Fedor is with the Coast Guard.
So we are going to continue probing the hurricane as best we can with our aircraft to try to get close to that vessel's last known position and see if we can find it.
The latest information from the U.S. National Hurricane Center has Joaquin headed northeast and passing between the U.S. East Coast and Bermuda by Monday afternoon. In 2012, Superstorm Sandy moved inland from the Atlantic and devastated New York and New Jersey, killing more than 120 people and causing $70 billion worth of property damage. Stocks rallied on Wall Street despite a Labor Department report that the U.S. economy added fewer jobs in September than predicted. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ were all higher. European and Asian markets were also up. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.